Hi there, it's Nikki. I wanted to take a quick minute to make sure you knew about our free on-demand copywriting training. Whether you're brand new to copywriting or you just can't seem to hit your income goals, this training is for you. You'll learn the three secrets to landing freelance copywriting work without wasting time on frustrating job bidding sites like Upwork and Fiverr or cold calling strangers. And if you've listened to any of the student stories on this podcast, this is the exact same training they all got started with. I'm talking about KK, who's making six figures working part-time and who just retired her husband to help her run the business. Stuart, who replaced his full-time salary with freelance copywriting work and then some. Stacy, who hit six figures in 6 months, her very first year as a full-time freelancer. Ashley, who landed the in-house copywriting job of her dreams. They all started with this free training, and you can get started with that same training too. Sign up right now at freecopywritingtraining.com. Welcome to the Build Your Copywriting Business podcast, where you'll get tips, tools, and training for new and aspiring copywriters, plus a few things even the established pros will want to know. My name is Nikki Krawczyk, and I've been a copywriter for more than 15 years, writing for multi-billion dollar companies down to solopreneurs and every size business in between. The Filthy Rich Writer team and I are here to teach you everything we've learned in our years in the industry so that you can craft a successful copywriting career of your own. To us, being filthy rich means having a job you love, being good at what you do, and making great money doing it. Let's dig in. Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Build Your Copywriting Business. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Nikki.
Hello.
Hi, Kay.
Hello. So as those of you who are listening or watched have noticed, I'm, as usual, joined by the fabulous Kate, but also today we have a special guest star, Grace.
Hi. Yay. Hi. Oh, so excited to be on your show. Hello, all.
We are so excited to have you. Really excited to hear some of the insight that you're going to be able to offer. I know our students and our listeners in general are going to love it. So to introduce Grace, Grace Nelson and her business partner, Charlotte, have spent the last 4 years working with women globally in corporate to start and grow businesses with their unique model, Think, Create, Initiate. Oh, I love that. To take away the overwhelm of what appears with a simple Google search of how to start an online business. Yeah, you get a lot of results from that one. And provide an accelerated pathway to help their community hit the first milestone of 1K months before going on to 10X their income using a personalized rinse and repeat system. Their approach involves identity work as well as strategy. We love strategy to ensure a consistent and sustainable growth. Ooh, love it all. Love it all.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Sounds fantastic. So Grace, how did you get into business with Charlotte? We're sorry not to have her here today, but lucky to have you. And how did you come up with your business concept?
Yes. Yeah, perfect. Well, Charlotte says, hey, and that she's sorry she couldn't be here today as well. So Charlotte and I, we're not only business partners, we're actually besties as well. And I know, like, ooh, can that really work? But we've managed to make it work for the last, since 2013. So that's a good 8 years now, 8 years going. And it's, I can definitely say, hand on heart, the relationship between us is getting stronger and stronger. So that's what I love. So the time when Charlotte and I started our business, we didn't just fall into the coaching world. We were in demanding corporate roles, but we were working in marketing, and me particularly, I worked with a multitude of businesses, SME businesses, so small to medium enterprises, as well as entrepreneurs in my corporate job. And it was at a point whereby we were just feeling really, you know, well, undervalued and, you know, underpaid as well.
Been there.
All those buzzwords, unfulfilled, you name it. You know, we were at that point whereby we thought there's got to be more to life than this, just the paycheck to paycheck way of living. So every Friday night, we would get together with a glass of rosé wine and go to war at the world, you know, just throwing it all out there, blaming the world for everything. But then we thought, do you know what? We need to take decisive action. We've got all these skills the marketing. I worked with a number of businesses, the project management, all of that. So we thought, why don't we combine our skills together? And we actually started our first business partnership in the bespoke events management world. So doing everything from social events to corporate events, the business networking. And these were the events that we particularly loved, the business networking, getting entrepreneurs in the room, having keynote speakers. And so not only were we just, you know, getting paid for doing that, but we were also learning a thing or two from the keynote speakers as well. So it was like, yeah, double, double. But really for us, as we were building our business, we started to transition ourselves online, just kind of sharing our journey. But we didn't have, it wasn't in our mind at that time to actually enter the coaching world, but we were sharing what's working, what isn't with our community. And we surprisingly managed to attract quite a growing community of entrepreneurs, namely in the events management business, the events management world, who wanted to learn more about, you know, how to start an events management company, what they needed to, things like that. So we were sharing our expertise just for free, just giving away value. And it kind of evolved from there, where people were asking us, you know, a bit more about the whole business startup world whilst in a 9-to-5. And that first business partnership, that took off. And, you know, we always look back thinking, how did it take off? Because we had no strategy. We didn't know what we were doing half the time. But, you know, it started to snowball, and it came to a point whereby demand actually started to outgrow our time. And we thought, we can't keep doing the physical in-person events. We need to move to an online, more service-based business. So as we were sharing, growing this community, we kind of fell into the coaching world. It wasn't just a natural sort of just step in. We fell into it, and we got our first one or two clients. We were teaching them, you know, how to start their businesses. They were in the events management world at the time, but we started to get people who just were service-based entrepreneurs, you know, whether it be, you know, life coaches, et cetera, like that. So we started to grow and evolve, and through working with these different clients and through our trial and error, as well as the transferable skills that we'd actually gleaned from our corporate job as well, we kind of evolved as these business growth coaches, and our clients were getting results as well, which was brilliant, whilst in their 9-to-5. So from there, we decided to niche down. We want to serve, help women in corporate, because that's us. We could relate to them easily. They could relate to us, who were in a 9-to-5 or building their business in small pockets of time. So they have family or other commitments. So it's finding that 1 or 2 hours every single day to build a business, but with a sustainable model that they can go on to scale. And now we've been in that world for the last, as you said, 4 years now, absolutely loving it. We've been growing a community of amazing, what myself and Charlotte call CEOs. So women that are out there, that they've got their business, and this is their lifelong dream that they're bringing into reality. So, yeah, just every day is just very much different. Not only working with our clients, seeing the different transformations that they're going through, but also when new women connect in our world, you know, with new niche industries that they want to enter into. It's just learning all of that and just serving as well. So I hope that's answered your question, Nikki.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. When you find the a niche or an area that needs to be served, sometimes that growth can happen just exponentially. And I do want to say for our listeners and our viewers, yes, Grace and Charlotte do focus on female entrepreneurs, but what they teach is transferable. So if you are male or non-binary, please do not feel,
keep listening.
This is for you as well.
Keep listening. I do have to say, even though our niche messaging is women, 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 we do take on men as one-to-one clients, non-binary. So yeah, just to throw that out there.
So what do you find are, and we could probably guess at a couple of them, but what do you find are the biggest challenges that people who are starting a business in their, essentially their free hours, their evenings, their weekends, while also working a full-time job, what kind of challenges, besides like time, do you see them face? Because I think that's a place that a lot of our students start in. They have their full-time job, and then they also want to get into copywriting and see where
and
that
potentially
takes
have
them.
So lots of kids, and as to your point, Grace, you were mentioning to us finding, you know, especially 2020, 2021, everyone's home. Kids are still maybe learning virtually. There's a lot going on.
I've been going through it today. I mean, I've got a little 10-month-old baby, and it's just been. Whilst I've been doing my business, hearing the screams next door, it's been a lot. So I understand. But Nikki, like you said, time is probably one of the biggest barriers or perceived barriers for most newbie entrepreneurs, startups as well. Now, when we break it down, we do have available time to start our business. It always comes down, it's a mindset issue. It's not a time issue. It's looking at how are you spending your available pockets of time. And if you, and also adopting the discipline and commitment that, okay, I'm working between these core hours, 9 to 5, or, you know, if it's 10 to 6, whatever it may be. If your business is something that you're really passionate about, you will make the time. The same way we can make the time to have those Netflix binges and watch it for a couple of hours. We've all got time for that, right? So it's just a question of do you, and as entrepreneurs, and my business partner Charlotte asked this question the other day and it got lots of amazing feedback. As entrepreneurs, do you value education over entertainment? And, you know, for most, you know, it's education that comes first. We love to learn. We love to really, you know, take on new knowledge and disseminate that knowledge. That comes, entertainment is good, the Netflix, but that could be parked to one side. You can enjoy that on your Friday nights, etc. So it's carving out the time and being committed, having that 1-2 spare hours. So maybe if you could wake up slightly earlier before you need to get ready for work, you know, just going to your laptop at your, in your home office desk. And then maybe one evening in the evening. But in those hours, it's being very intentional, being very focused on the right things. And that's showing up, being visible, letting people know, hey, I'm actually in business. I've got something to offer as well. Because sometimes we can fuff around with some of the, you know, the more minor things, such as the website, you know, the Canva graphics. They're all well and good. But that's not going to get the money through the door at the end of the day. So, you know, for myself and Charlotte, it's all about setting those boundaries. So in my household, it's me, my partner, and my baby. So I let him know exactly when I'm working on my business. We actually have something on the fridge, like a little magnet on the fridge, calendar magnet, where I populate, okay, these are the hours I'm working on my business, color code it. These are the hours he's working in, 9 to 5 or going to the gym. So just that we know what's going on. And it's just enrolling people around us into our business. And that's when we actually start to treat our business like a business. So it's essentially having those set office hours. I'm working on my business. It's in my Google Calendar. It's on the fridge magnet. It's on my whiteboard. It's everywhere. I'm working on my business between this and that time. Do not disturb on the door, essentially. And I think one of the other perceived objections is moving from the corporate world to entrepreneurial world is actually an identity shift. That's what not many people realize. Because in the corporate world, we're used to taking instructions from other people. It's very much a fixed mindset, a fixed way of doing things. You've got to do things this and that way. Most, you know, I want to say most corporate jobs, they don't allow for the air of flexibility, that freedom of creativity sometimes. You know, it has to go through all these different layers to get approval, sign off, you know, lots of red tape, etc. But in your business, it's your sole responsibility. You are the sole and key decision maker. And sometimes that's a bit like, whoa, a bit frightening when everything's just on you. You've got to wear all the hats. You've got to bring in the money. You've got to meet these goals, etc. So it's just really a case of just understanding that person that I desire to be, you know, whether it's that making 5K, 10K months, whatever it is right now. It's actually looking at what are the decisions that she would be making right now in this time. She's showing up, she's got this hour, what she's going to be working on. And it is a big jump to actually, you know, go from where you are now to be sitting in that the seat of that woman who's earning 5K, 10K. But it's the identity shift that's needed. And myself and Charlotte, we found that because we came from a very much strategy world in the corporate job, we weren't really focusing on the mindset. They don't really teach mindset in the corporate world. It's just all about do, take action. And sometimes you have to sit back and think, okay, am I really growing, you know, as developing as a person? And for that to happen, a lot of the inner work needs to happen. The mindset shift, the limiting beliefs start to come up because everything is solely on you. Am I enough? Do I actually have value to give? Can I actually do this? Can I actually, I'm saying that I want 10 clients, but can I actually hold space for 10 clients, work with 10 clients and give them the results that they need? And that takes a lot of mindset work, really work on that, so that you're showing up with that conviction, that confidence. When people come to you, you're very confident with your offer. You talk about you're excited, you're turned on by your offer. That's what we teach our clients to behave, really embody their offer. So that, you know, if anybody was to even wake them up in the middle of the night and say, look, tell me about your copywriting business. You're excited. You just wake up out of your sleep and you're excited to share about your offer as well. And that takes the inner work, the daily mindset work to get to that. It's not an overnight process. You know, even now, myself and Charlotte, we're constantly doing the inner work, especially as you raise your prices, you might tweak your offer slightly, new opportunities might come into play. So this is a continual thing, but it really starts from just taking the time out to find out, okay, what's holding me back from really going forward? Is it really the time, or is it that I'm really scared to put myself out there and that I need that support, et cetera?
I love that. I think so many of our students think they're like, when will I hit the point where that mindset stuff just clicks? And so, it's an ongoing. I feel like what clicks is your ability to know to do that work, not that you've hit a point where it's all of a sudden going to go away and you don't have to work on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. There's that element of I don't feel like doing it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Yeah. I think that especially when one starts out, or often what happens when one starts out on a journey of building a new career, they're excited about something, but the feelings come up. Yeah. The feelings potentially of, first there's the excitement and there's the feelings of potentially inadequacy or fear of, oh, what's going to happen if I put myself out there? And I think a lot of newer business owners are let their feelings guide what they do. Well, I'm scared, so I'm not going to do it. And I think one of the biggest breakthroughs, and you have to let us know if this is something you see with your clients, but I think one of the biggest breakthroughs is when new business owners say, okay, I'm scared. I'm uncomfortable in this moment, whether it's true fear or whether it's just, I'm really, ooh, it just doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
But they set the feelings aside and they do it anyway.
Yeah. And I definitely see that a lot. And for myself, Charlotte, our clients as well, motivation only gets you so far. It's really about being disciplined with your action. So committing to something, saying, you know, setting your non-negotiables. These are things that you'll be doing every single day, believing in the magic of the compound effect. If I take this one action every single day and it compounds, I'm going to see massive results at the end of this period. And it really is all down to your belief systems, because your thoughts, beliefs, they are actually the drivers for your results. So when you're thinking something, that thought turns into a feeling. So if you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm inadequate, I can't do this, you know, there's so many copywriters out there, what have I got that's different from other copywriters? That will translate into your feelings of feeling demotivated, uninspired, etc. And your actions are going to be that you don't post anything, you know, because you're very much stuck in your head, very much feeling just disappointed. And the results, no clients, no results. Whereas if you were to change your belief systems to think, there's so many copywriters out there, but that's just showing me that it's a growing market, you know, because there's money out there for everybody. There's clients everywhere. So going out there with that thought, you're going to feel motivated, inspired, really pumped up, leading to the action of you putting out content, being really confident as well, looking at opportunities. Can I collaborate with somebody, get into someone else's audience, leverage their audience with my copywriting skills? You know, an audience whereby you can actually compliment them. You're not actually, you know, detracting from their business as it were. And then your results from there will be clients coming to you, you know, people booking onto discovery calls with you or whatever it is that's in your funnel, taking them to that place before you say, yes, I can work with you. And that's another thing I want to say, that just because you're in business, you don't have to work with everybody. Just because somebody's throwing money at you doesn't mean you have to take them on as a client. I'm very much about protecting your boundaries. What are you available for? What are you not available for? You don't want really fussy clients that are demanding everything under the sun. So be very clear as to the desirable clients that you want. Make a list of all the qualities that you want and all the qualities that you're not available for. So if you're smelling that on a call and thinking a bit off intuitively, nah, then, you know, just be bold as a CEO, a leader, and just say, no, I don't think we're a right fit. And if you know somebody else, that might be good for them. But yeah, I think just setting those boundaries is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything you're saying, Kate, I'm like, yes, listen, everybody, listen, yes.
Listen to Grace. Yeah.
And actually, there's something you said earlier that I want to go back to. I think you said it was something, a question that Charlotte asked about, do you value education or do you value entertainment? And I think that for a lot of us, myself included, that's a place where what we think we think and what we actually think and do and maybe truly believe is different. Yes. Because to your point, do you value education or entertainment? Well, I value education. Absolutely. Okay. How did you spend last night? Well, I watched a lot of television, you know, yeah, like someday I would like to write a novel. I would, and that's important to me. Very, very important to me. But I spend my evenings drinking wine and watching television, which is a good way to spend one's evening in a way. But it demonstrates what I really value. And if I'm going to get really, really honest with myself, what I clearly value more is watching HBO Plus or Max or whatever it is and having a glass of wine in the evening versus sitting down and working on a novel. And I think that education versus entertainment, absolutely, education.
Yeah.
But for a lot of us, that's not really what our schedules demonstrate.
Yeah. It's not the reality on all fronts. You know, we've got those short-term motivators. Okay, if I just have this glass of wine, watch this movie, I'll get to, you know. But that's why I think this is where discipline really kicks in. And I think having myself and Charlotte, we set health, wealth, and self goals every single week because we think all three are needed. So health, you know, whether it's a bit, you know, 5 minutes, you know, I can barely do 5 minutes of exercise. But throw the exercise in there, and drinking water, all of that. Wealth, your business goals, but self, do something to celebrate yourself. You know, you've had a good week. Maybe you've done your hours and you've been banging out content. Celebrate yourself. So this could be where that glass of wine, the HBO, the Netflix binge could kick in on a Friday, Saturday. You need to have that balanced lifestyle because essentially you're building your business to get that balanced lifestyle. So why not enjoy it, embody the feelings now so that can come to you a lot more quicker as well, I would say.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. That's a really great point. Yeah.
As we say, schedule everything out. So schedule the Netflix time. Don't let it just eat into your time as it does me.
So when it says, are you still watching?
Yes, Netflix. No. Yes, Netflix.
God, I feel so judged every time.
Kim's Convenience season 5 is now on and you know I'm going to be binging that. So sorry, Netflix.
You know, I think, you know, I always see those quotes on Google, et cetera, on the internet about 1% action, 1% action. You know, even if it's, you don't have to be doing massive tasks every single day. Just break it down, doing a bit by bit every single day, because, you know, the last thing that we want for you is that overwhelm and burnout. If you're doing too many things, you're feeling really, oh my God, exhausted. You know, the 9-to-5 is tiring in itself as well. So go easy on yourself because your business needs the best of you. It's an extension of you. It needs the right energy so that when you're showing up, because when you're putting out content out there, yes, the words are powerful, but it's the energy behind the words. And that's what people pick up on. And that's what draws people into your world. That's what helps your content become magnetic. So you need to be showing up in the right energy. So I would say, you know, go easy on yourself. You know, if you, you know, like a Monday night wine o'clock, as it were.
That sounds like an assignment that I'm happy to take.
And it is for our listeners. Grace, she could have a glass of wine right now. It is that time in the UK. She's clocking hours after hours for you. So
I could really do a glass of wine. Sorry, so I was just speaking about myself there. But yeah, no,
I feel like we should pause so you could get one.
Yeah.
Terrible host.
We've got any wine in the fridge, Nikki. That's it. I know.
No.
I have to get hubby to nip out after, actually.
I was just about to say, isn't that the whole point of being in a relationship, to have someone send out for wine? This might be why I'm so single.
But discipline. At least, you know, finishing that task, and then if you clock off early, excellent. And then you can enjoy the time, you know, as you wind down before bed and for the next day as well, I would say.
I love that. That makes a lot of sense. Can you tell us about your framework? I love the name of it. I love it. Very inspiring. And just based on the three words, I want to know more.
Thank you. Yeah. Think, create, initiate. This is the baby of myself and Charlotte. We just love it. So essentially, how think, create, initiate works is that's the process that all of the women that come into our world go through. And we see many stuck in the thinking stage, you know, all the ideas, the conceptual stuff is up there. But you need, in order to have a truly successful business, it's more than just thinking, okay? Because most of us, we've got seven-figure businesses up here. But what use is it up there? So the framework actually follows a four-part framework. It drills down into four parts. So number one is all about getting clear to get clients. So actually knowing who your ideal client is, understanding where they're at now, what their aspirational identity is, what do they desire to have or to become as well. So really getting clear on that and drilling down. Then the next stage is all about unlocking your inner CEOs. So this is the mindset stuff. Those uprooting those deep beliefs that may be holding you back. You know, we, at the best of times, we all love to self-sabotage ourselves, you know, get stuck in our heads and all these fears start to throw, you know, come to the fore, etc. But it's actually questioning these things and thinking, is this my fault or is this someone else's fault? And just really being mindful about that as you're going through doing this inner work as well. And then really interrogating that thought and thinking, okay, how can I find a better feeling thought? So it may be that I'm a beginner copywriter, you know, so no one knows about me. Do I really have any value to put out there? A better feeling thought is, yes, I'm a newbie copywriter, but I've, you know, done or you've spent years honing in on this craft. You know, I write good copy. This is valuable copy. There are people out there that will pay for my and going out there with that conviction as well to try. Yeah, that better feeling for. The third pillar is all about your money making marketing flow or your plan. And this is where you are really looking at, okay, I've got all these components. I know exactly who I want to serve, how I want to serve them. I've got this irresistible offer. The marketing is all about the messaging, how you're reaching out to them. Because most people, they want to be in business, but they don't want to sell. And there's a, doesn't quite work like that. Okay, if we want the money, we've got to actually go out there and sell. I can't tell you, every time I go to some of my new clients, Instagram feeds, and I look at the last 14 days and they haven't made one offer. So I just have to go back to them and ask them, honestly, ladies, how many times have you put an offer out there? And it's like, but we need to be talking about our offers, and whether it be our freebie lead magnet or our actual offer, our service, we need to be talking about it. We need to be excited to talk about it. Go out there with that confidence, knowing that we've got that solution that's going to help that person to feel better about themselves. And, you know, I was saying in the beginning to these ladies, and I'm going to quote it here again, The world needs more copywriters. So we all need you. If you're on the cusp of starting a business in copywriting, start that business. You know, there's many entrepreneurs out there that need you. I know I need you guys. So yes. And the last pillar is all about scale for success. So once you've worked that model, you're getting in clients with ease, so you're attracting clients with your messaging, you're going out there, you're very clear and confident. It's all about taking that system that you've created and scaling it. So you're moving it. It may be that you start out on a one-to-one basis, and to scale it, you might want to make it into a group program, so that you can serve more than one person at once, but still deliver that high transformational value as well. And myself and Charlotte, we decided to niche at 1K because we see so many coaches online talking about all the magic 10K, once you get to 10K, your whole life will change. But for many starting out, that 10K can seem so far away, like there's a big gap between where they are now. I mean, most of them, they're still at the idea stage. So that 10K is really out of reach. But that 1K is that first milestone that can let you know that I'm in business. People actually are paying for my, you know, it can really make you feel good and know that, yes, I've actually got a workable offer that I know people are, you know, into. And from there, it will help you to build up that confidence so that in time you can start to raise your prices, can start to tweak and evolve your models. You can start to, you know, look at different things that you can, you know, that one irresistible offer that you had in the beginning, it can go through so many iterations. And, you know, myself and Charlotte, we're still going through so many iterations with our offers. That's just the nature of business. You know, it's a fluid process. It's constantly evolving. So you'll never find that one single offer that you just run with from now until the end of time, eternity. I just wanted to point that out there. But scaling for success means that you can take that same model, 10x it. You can get to those 10K months, those 20K months with ease. But first of all, it's about building those solid foundations for long-term success.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. I think too, the in my experience, and Kate, I'm sure you feel similarly, in my experience, both as a copywriter and as a business owner, there is that element of you see a goal that's so far away. To your point, it's like, well, that's impossible. Other people can do it, but I can't. But when you choose a goal that you go, oh, it's kind of a stretch. Once you're chugging along, by the time you actually get to that goal, like you say it's a 1K month, you go, I just did it. Okay. On to the next one. It gets kind of funny how, I don't want to say, because it's still very important, but it's when you're chugging along and you're doing the work and you're doing what it takes to get there. When you start to hit those goals, it's not even like, whoa, incredible. It's like, oh yeah, of course that was going to happen because I'm doing the work and I got to that place. And you find yourself ascending to, it's the same thing with comfort zones, right? Your comfort zone gets bigger and you find yourself ascending to whatever next level you want to do, whatever that place is for you.
Yeah. It's exactly that, Nikki. I think you've hit the nail on the head there. And it's you've got to actually buy into goal. It needs to feel achievable for you to actually achieve and surpass that goal as well. Because sometimes if you're thinking, okay, 10K, oh my gosh, I'm not ready to price, you know, to easily get to 10K, it's either having a single offer at 10K or maybe two, you know, getting two clients in at 5K each. But, you know, if you're just starting out, you're working smaller numbers, maybe you're pricing yourself at £500 or so, sometimes you're thinking, oh my God, that volume of people to get to 10K whilst I'm in a 9-to-5, do I have the energetic capacity to actually get there? You know, it can feel quite a lot. So starting off with 1K, getting two clients, making consistent months, knowing this works, builds up that confidence that you think, okay, I've actually worked with these two clients. I could take on more clients. I know I'm actually getting them results. They're seeing traction in what I'm doing. And that gives you the confidence to raise your prices. So that 10K can be a lot simpler to get to as you raise your prices as well.
I love that.
I always compare it to learning a foreign language. Like I would love to be fluent in French, but I'm not going to get there overnight. I've got to start with the basics. I got to start sounding like a kindergartner and then move on to first and second grade. And then, you know, all the way up, we don't get to the end by jumping to the end. And I love what you said about setting the foundation for long-term success, because I think there's a lot of, like, you know, excitement when you first start. And you want that, you know, initial maybe big bang flash in the pan, but that doesn't necessarily set you up, you know, if you're doing it without a system, if you're doing it with just willy-nilly, you might have that short-term win and success, but you're not setting yourself up for that long-term, if that's your goal to do it, you know, indefinitely. Yeah. I love that.
Exactly. It's not about building businesses on the fly. There needs to be some structure in order to have that long-term, you know, the money coming in constantly.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, to your point, Grace, you might be able to go from zero to 10K in 1 month, but wow, are you going to burn yourself out to go from not having, like, the emotionally to go from zero to 10K, honestly, physically and mentally to go from zero to 10K. You might be able to do that in 1 month, but that's not, to your point, Grace, not building a structure that you can sustain 10K months. Whereas if you start smaller and you gradually build, you get to that point where you're chugging along and you know how to sustain the kind of lifestyle, kind of, you know, talking about saying, all right, my partner's going to have to take the child tonight, or I have to, you know, I know that I have this coming up, so I'm going to have to tell my family I can't come over for Sunday dinner, or whatever that ends up being.
Exactly that. And, you know, I see so many entrepreneurs, you know, as you said, Nikki, that, you know, they get to those 10K marks, but because they haven't built that solid foundation, they're going through feast and famine, and that's not the way to build a business. So why not start off small, get to those 1K, that 5K, so it's very much, you know, you're moving up those incremental steps. And then, you know, as you grow in confidence, those 10K months, you'll be able to put out one offer at 10K months. So it is a belief system, but if you're not quite there yet in terms of that identity, that belief, start off incrementally till you get there.
Yeah, once you hit 1,000, then all of a sudden 2,000 doesn't seem impossible anymore, whereas maybe it would have a month ago.
That's not so drastic. Then as you,
exactly. Then you get to a point where you go, I had a 10,000 month. That's fantastic. Whereas, to your point, a couple of months ago, it might have seemed utterly impossible. Yeah. But taking those, going up the stairs step by step, instead of trying to skip them five at a time, you can just make it that much easier to get there, to believe that you're getting there. Maybe that, I think the staircase analogy falls down a little bit right there, but you see what I'm trying to say. That's fantastic. So I'm going to be cognizant of our time, but I love this conversation. I really, I'm like,
can we get Grace back?
To come back, ladies.
But if, and I assume they are, if people are enjoying our conversation as much as we are, where can they find you in Charlotte?
Right. So myself and Charlotte, we're hanging out over on Facebook and Instagram. So our business Instagram is at Grace. It's a funny one. Grace_and_Charlotte_. Don't ask me why. There was already another Grace and Charlotte out there that took our one. So, yeah. We've also got a Facebook community that you can come and check us out, hanging out in. And that's called the Thriving Female Startup Entrepreneurs. Or you can just hit up our personal profiles on Facebook, Grace Nelson, Charlotte Barrett as well. But we would love to leave a gift, if we may, Nikki and Kate, as well.
Yes, thank you.
So we have got a brilliant and a very popular cheat sheet called 23 Ways to Get More Clients. Because that's what we want, clients, the lifeblood of our business. So, yes, you can definitely cop that. And the link for that is bit.ly/23ways. To get clients. And I'll leave all the details with Kate and Nikki as well.
Yes, and we'll link that in our show notes. So if you're listening or if you're on YouTube, we'll have it all in the information so you can just click and go over. I'm glad you beat me to it. I was going to ask you about the cheat sheet.
I know, it's like, what's the cheat sheet? You have to mention the cheat sheet. Yes, I think your followers are going to love that.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
And there's also a free masterclass link to that. So it's not just a cheat sheet, there's actually more to it. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Grace, thank you so much for joining us. I had a great time. I know Kate did as well, because I know
it was share a brain at this point. I feel like you're in our brain too now, Grace. Everything you were saying, I was like, you're
just this is a nice trio right here. I've really enjoyed my time here. You ladies are just doing something truly, truly brilliant. So yeah, more love to you all and to your listeners as well. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. And thank you again so much for being on the show. Here's a little gentle threat. We're going to have you back. Whether you want to or not, we're just going to have you back.
I love it. More conversations like this is needed.
Right. Excitement. Well, thank you so much. And tell Charlotte we say hi. Okay. Also, you know, maybe give a smooch to your baby.
Yeah.
Just saying. We'll see. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank all of you so much for joining us on this episode. And we'll catch you on the next one. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Build Your Copywriting Business podcast. If you liked what you heard, I'd really appreciate it if you could take a minute or two to leave us a 5-star review. I read each one and they mean the world to me and our team. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. And if you want to keep learning, follow us at Filthy Rich Writer across social media and on the site. And of course, if your interest is piqued and you think copywriting might be right for you, check out our free on-demand video training at www.freecopywritingtraining.com. Talk to you next time.